At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story by the hilarious Sina John that he first shared on the podcast in September of 2010. It was edited by Jeff Mercel, and it's called Malted Milk Balls.
A few years ago, I was working on a production, and I got really excited because Tom Arnold was going to be on set. Now, I was a really big Tom Arnold fan before he showed up for work. I soon realized that the man is a complete monster, okay? And you can imagine how a kid feels. I'm young. I'm coming up into stand-up. I really want to find a mentor, someone who's going to really guide me, give me some great advice. And then this guy comes up, and he's got a prescription for like a kilo of Vicodin from his doctor. So he's, quote, sober. But really, that's not really sober, is it? He's calling the director a queer in front of his family. He's asking the executive producer for Diet Cokes. He thinks the co-star that's next to him is his limo driver, and then to top it all off, he's late every single day, making all 100-some people on the set wait for him, and then has the nerve to walk off set because he says he's not getting paid enough money. Maybe it was a good educational experience for me and what Hollywood really is. But the last day of his shoot came, and the executive producer had actually picked him up from his house to make sure that he was on set on time, and he still was late because he made the producer wait 45 minutes outside of his house. So the end of the day comes, the executive producer comes up to me, and he's like, Sina, could you do me a favor and drive Tom Arnold home? I was like, sure. Here's my chance. Maybe. He'll give me some good advice. So we're in the car, we're driving back to his place, and I'm like, Tom, you know, I'm a young stand-up, I'm trying to make it. Like, how did you come up in stand-up? I really, you know, enjoyed a lot of your material and stuff.
It's tough. You just gotta work, you know?
And I was like, oh, God, what? And he's just in his BlackBerry, and he's just, ignoring me, and I'm just fuming at this point. I really wanted to do something crazy, like scream at someone in traffic, just to, like, shake the car ride up a little bit. But so at one point, I was like, you know, Tom, I'm probably gonna get some In-N-Out Burger on the way back. It's a lot of traffic. And then I saw it like a rabbit. His ears, like, perked up, right? So I drop him off at his house, and before he leaves, he goes, Hey, you think you're still going to In-N-Out Burger? And I was like, oh, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, punch him in the balls, get in the car, drive away. Balls, car, drive, go. But instead, I was like, sure, Tom, what can I get you? Would you like something, buddy? And, of course, he's like, give me a double-double and a chocolate milkshake. And he gives me a 20, and I get in the car, and I'm driving to In-N-Out Burger. And I'm thinking, this guy's got to go down. Humanity needs to stand up against Tom Arnold. And I'm thinking, I am gonna spit in his food. No. No, Cena. No. You were raised better than that. Your parents are immigrants from Iran. They went through a revolution. They came to America. They raised you and your brother. Your brother's a surgeon. They raised you better than that. I'll just dip my balls in Tom Morello's chocolate shake. And there I am, in the drive-thru line, with my balls out, covered by a sweater. And I take his food, I take his milkshake, I put his 20 back in the bags. So when he opens it up, he's like, oh, what a nice kid, he bought me my lunch. And so I get to the first traffic light, I open up the milkshake, I dip my balls in this milkshake, and pain courses through my body like I had been shot with a freeze gun. It was just the biggest mistake I have ever made. I thought to myself, oh, you did not think this through at all. It's ice on your balls. This is not what you're supposed to do. I don't care how funny it is. Do not do this. I'm wiping it up off my pants and I'm trying and I'm like, oh God, this is going to be worth it. This is going to be worth it. I put it back. I get to his place. I call him. He comes back down and I say, Tom, here you go. Here's your food. And he goes, thanks. And listen, if you ever need any help with your stand-up, let me know. And right then, he just starts sucking down that milkshake. And it was all worth it. I got back in the car. I went back to set. And I texted one of my friends on set. And by the time I got back, it was like Caesar came back from Egypt on a conquest, you know? I came in and everyone was like clapping for me. People were coming up to me like the director's wife came up to me. It gave me a hug. She had her child in her arms. She said, thank you. Thank you for doing this. And the best thing that anyone did on set, one of the key grips came up to me, or the key grip rather, came up to me and said, you know, I bet you're not the first person who's done that. And I was like, what? Are you kidding? No, come on. No one else could have possibly done this. It's too painful. How could that has to be? There is no original idea. I think all the statute of limitations has run up on any sort of claim he may have against me, even if he remembers anything, which I doubt he does. So that's how I stuck my balls in Tom Morello's chocolate shake. It was well worth it.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.